This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
While you go on Instagram to look at celebrity selfies or food or whatever it is you choose to look at on Instagram, there are doctors on a different photo sharing app looking at gangrene and gallstones and rashes of all kinds. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman has more on what is being called Instagram for Doctors.
First-year emergency medicine resident John Corker has just uploaded a photo. It's of a fresh red and greenish wound on the top of a right foot.
Oh, man, that looks very painful.
And it was for the patient. What you're looking at here is a badly infected foot that has to be continually washed out by surgery.
He posted this keepsake through a free photo-sharing app called Figure One. Sitting on a bench outside of Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Corker scrolls down below the image to reveal...
So let's see here. It was starred by a number of people, meaning they appreciated the image.
It's an odd thing to appreciate, but hundreds of thousands of people have created an account on Figure One. Most are nurses or doctors who, like Corker, post and review photos to learn about medical conditions and share the occasionally gruesome photo. The x-rays, lesions, tumors, and gunshot wounds are categorized by anatomy and specialty. Corker says in the emergency room, access to these images is invaluable.
If I'm able to log on to Instagram or Figure One and see a picture of something that I learned about 3 years ago in medical school that I may see in the future that if I don't recognize in the first 30 minutes of care could be harmful to the patient, that's really helpful for my learning going forward.
Unlike Instagram, Figure One requires users to remove all personal details, think faces or birthmarks, from the photos they post.
The best way to keep a secret is not to have it.
Joshua Landy, a 34-year-old critical care doctor in Toronto, co-founded Figure One.
We give them all the tools they need to be able to remove any potentially private details from the photo. There's an automatic face blocking tool that blocks out faces.
Tools to block out names, dates, and tattoos. Once the photo is submitted, Landy's team reviews it before giving the final go-ahead. He says they encourage all users to get patient consent.
However, they're not restricted to using our consent form. They're permitted to use the consent form from their jurisdiction. Some hospitals require it to be done on paper, and some hospitals require it to be done just using voices instead of having it done on paper.
Now, if you're thinking all this photo snapping and sharing is new, well, it's not. Classic textbooks are teeming with images of guts and brains spliced and splayed in professional lighting. In some specialties, like dermatology, photos are especially useful.
Our specialty is very visual.
Dr. Simal Desai is founder of Innovative Dermatology in Plano, Texas.
We diagnose and treat based on seeing, feeling, examining the skin, looking for rashes, looking for color, looking for abnormalities. And so pictures inherently are a daily part of our practice.
As medical file sharing and photo sharing become ubiquitous, Desai has a few words of advice to doctors about to hit upload.
Always keep in the back of your mind, is what I'm doing in the best interest of the patient, and is this actually going to help the outcome of my patient? And if the answer to either of those is no, then you know you don't need to be involved in it.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to peruse the archives of Figure One, you don't have to be a doctor or a nurse. Lurkers are allowed. In fact, nearly 10% of Figure One users are not in healthcare. You can't comment, but you can admire close-ups of busted lips and green, glistening gallstones to your heart's content. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.